King Norodom Sihanouk dies in Beijing, Phnom Penh. Cambodia's former king Norodom Sihanouk, whose life mirrored the turbulent history of his nation, where he remained a revered figure, died in Beijing on Monday at the age of 89. Sihanouk, who had been a frequent visitor to China, where he received most of his medical treatment, according to his longtime personal assistant, Prince Sisowa Tomiko. He was brought to the hospital and died shortly after, he told AFP, of the former monarch who abruptly quit the throne in October 2004 in favor of his son, citing old age and health problems. "It's painful. I am full of sorrow," Prince Tomiko said. Prince Sihanouk did not belong to his family. He belonged to Cambodia and to history. The former king had been staying at his Beijing residence since January. He would have been 90 on October 31st. The royal government of Cambodia will bring his body from the People's Republic of China to Phnom Penh to hold a funeral at the royal palace according to our traditions, said a government announcement read out on Cambodian television. Sihanouk had fought a long battle with health problems that dogged his final years, including cancer, diabetes, hypertension, and heart problems. Despite abdicating in favor of his son, Sihamoni, the ex-monarch remained hugely popular in his country. His portrait still adorns public buildings and many Cambodian homes, and he used his website to communicate with the outside world. In a message in January, he said he wanted to be cremated upon his death and have his ashes kept in an urn inside the royal palace, reversing an earlier wish to be buried. Cambodians woke to the news of their former monarch's demise on the final day of the annual festival for the dead, known as Pichumben, when most people leave the capital, Phnom Penh, to spend time with their families in the countryside. Dead ancestors are believed to emerge and to walk the earth during this time, and they are honored with prayers and food offerings at Buddhist pagodas. Prince Tomiko said he believed Cambodians would find it significant that Sihanouk had died at the conclusion of the 15-day festival. In eastern Kampong Cham province, local people expressed their sorrow over the former monarch's death. "He was a good king and watched over the country and the Cambodian people. I liked him very much," said 94-year-old Ching Sivhang. Sihanouk was placed on the throne in 1941 at the age of 18 by French colonial authorities. 12 years later, he gained Cambodia's independence and shortly after quit the throne for the first time in favor of his father, Prince Norodom Sihamoni, to pursue a career in politics. Sihanouk served as premier half a dozen times, repeatedly leaving the post with a characteristic flash of angry theater over perceived slights, until finally becoming head of state following the death of his father in 1960. He was toppled in a U.S.-backed coup by one of his own generals, Lon Nol, in 1970. Sihanouk then aligned himself with communist guerrillas, the Khmer Rouge. The hardline communist movement used him as a figurehead as they seized power before putting him under house arrest in the royal palace with his family during their 1975 to 1979 reign of terror. Sihanouk later condemned the Khmer Rouge, whose bloody rule left up to 2 million people dead. He regained the throne in 1993, having helped push for peace.